Desperate tragedy unfolded yesterday evening at the men's beach in Ballybunion in the sunshine, in what was a pleasant summer's day. Inexplicably, two people dying, post-mortems being carried out on their bodies this morning, of a man and woman who died in a drowning incident. Emergency services alerted on 6 p.m. Alarm raised by a teenager who was related to them, but unfortunately nothing could be done. The body of a 50-year-old man was brought ashore, followed soon after by a second casualty. The 62-year-old woman was also pronounced dead. The man has an address in Roscommon, while the woman has an address in Malmö in Sweden. They were obviously holidaying in the area, and there's just a sense of gloom around the place this morning following this tragedy. 30 years on from the last time we had a double drowning in Ballybunion, shortly before coming on air this morning. And again, I know it's pretty difficult when you talk about, when you're considering the situation with regards to what happens and why it happens, and what, you know, the reason for it. Is there any sort of a reason for it? But one of those things is the situation with regards to you know the emergency services, the works that they have to put in place, and all of those sort of situations. Now, before coming in here this morning, I spoke to TJ McCarron, who's officer in charge with the Ballybunion Coast Guard unit, who were called into action pretty swiftly after the alarm was first raised yesterday. And I first of all asked him to tell me about that. Tell me about when they first heard, when they were first called to help, and what happened after that.
Well, shortly after 6 o'clock, we were contacted by Valentia Marine Rescue Subcentre with a potential person in difficulty at the men's strand in Ballybunion. And our volunteers proceeded to the scene, and we found that the Kerry County Lifeguards were dealing with a casualty on the beach, administering CPR after having pulled the person from the water. And on that further investigation, and the Gardaí were also on scene, and HSE ambulance people that were en route, that it was confirmed that there was a second person, a female, missing as well. This information came from a family member. So it was upgraded again, and our rescue boat was launched, and very quickly the second casualty was located by the crew of the rescue boat, community rescue boat, and brought to shore, and advanced first aid and CPR was administered to the second casualty straight away as well. Unfortunately, the outcomes weren't successful on both casualties.
So, look, a shocking turn of events, and underlying, I suppose, TJ, you know, with all the best will in the world, with all the mobilisation of yourselves and the other elements of a rescue services, there was nothing that could be done here.
No, everything was done. There was great interagency cooperation, and between the community rescue boats, the community responder groups, the Coast Guard, the rescue helicopter people, and the aeromedical helicopter, and the HSE and the Gardaí staff, and they were all, and the RNLI, they were also tasked as well. They all came on to do what they could for a successful outcome, but unfortunately this is an awful tragic accident, and it puts an awful gloom over the town. And you know, it is a setback because of every year we support the Kerry County Lifeguards, which do a fantastic job every year during the summer months, and our thoughts are with them as well, and also the sympathies, of course, with all the families involved.
Yeah, indeed. And these people, visitors to Ballybunion, I suppose, doing what people love to do. They come to Ballybunion, they enjoy the beautiful scenery and the fantastic beach and the lovely waters around the village.
That's right, yeah. As I say, it was a very safe beach, but unfortunately, these things happen. I know the details are being investigated by Ann Gard Shikana, so we'll have to wait and see the outcome of that.
Yeah. The wondering would be how could this have happened or what happened, but they'll do their best to try and establish that. But I suppose the underlying point, TJ, is that anytime you go into the water anywhere, things can happen, and they can happen a lot faster than people realise.
Yes, there's always an inherent risk for any water-based activities. So that's why the Coast Guard message always is the water safety and safety procedures and all that, you know.
TJ, what kind of an evening was it? What were the weather conditions like? What were the sea conditions like?
No, there was a milder breeze blowing on shore, and the seas were choppy, but was well within the capabilities of the rescue authorities. There wasn't a great day for the beach, so even though there was a number of people obviously swimming, it wouldn't be the ideal day for a beach as regards the sunshine, put it that way, you know.
Yeah, so changing conditions at that point of view, but nothing, let's say, very choppy seas, high winds or anything like that. It was just a summer's day, I suppose, and you wouldn't think that anything like this would happen again, down to weather conditions, I suppose, or rough seas.
No, it's just a sea. No, the seas weren't calm. We'd call them kind of messy or choppy, but the normal swimming conditions too, considered to be safe for swimming.
Yeah. TJ, this tragedy comes 30 years on from another tragedy, a father and son from County Clare, Tony McCarthy, and his son Aidan from Tulla lost their lives. Now, they were exploring claves, I think, close to Ladies Beach at the time.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I think that was the 15th of August that time. And unfortunately, it was on their last day of their holidays. And they went exploring the outermost cave here on the Ladies Strand, and unfortunately the tide came in and trapped them in the cave, with a tragic outcome as well for both those.
Yeah, and look, the last time something as bad as this happened, I suppose, TJ, and it's a warning for everybody, I suppose, again, just to be careful and just be aware of your surroundings, and you know, when you are going into the water, don't go in alone if you can avoid it, and try and have... I suppose your wits about you in the best way you can to try and make sure that you're enjoying the day and everyone arrives home safe.
That's right, yeah. We all have to know our limitations, and when we're going to any water-based activities, is that we have somebody on the shore that knows where they are and stuff like that, you know, that there is a bailout procedure, you know.
Yeah, TJ, we've had a rough year so far, a number of people drowning in July as well across the country as the weather improved. So it's been a difficult one for people, and for, like, even as you mentioned there, like the feeling around Ballybunion this morning and in the county, it's just very gloomy after this terrible tragedy happened.
Yeah. That's right, it puts an awful shadow over the town and all the people involved, and of course, again, I must re-emphasise that our sympathies are with the families at this tough time, but I must compliment all the emergency services and the Kerry County Council lifeguards who initiated all the response.
Yeah,
and our thoughts are with them as well.
A very difficult thing, yeah, a very difficult thing for them to have to see and to try and help save, and it didn't really work out.
Yes, right, and we all have to be ready to do this again today.
Yeah, yeah, if something else happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, TJ, look, thanks very much for talking to us this morning and talking to us about that.
Thanks for that.
That's TJ McCarron there of Ballybunion Rescue, and like making that point that for the emergency services, they have to be ready to do it all again today. And obviously, all the people involved there, very difficult circumstances, very difficult thing for them to deal with and come across, having to pull those people out of the water yesterday. Well, as I said, post-mortem examinations being carried out today on the bodies of the brother and sister. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Inspector Tim O'Keefe of Listowel Gardaí. Tim, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. And what's a very sad morning for the whole county?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. I think everybody in the Ballybunion area and the wider area and the family's own locality in Roscommon are all very shocked this morning. Very, very sad and tragic incident, and our condolences are with both of the families this morning.
Do we know much about the people that were obviously holidaying in the area, as many people do this time of year?
Yeah. Didn't know what was ahead of them, unfortunately. Had travelled from Roscommon and then, as we know, went swimming, and this tragic accident occurred. I was listening to TJ there, and I think the emergency services, the local lifeguards, the Sea and Cliff Rescue, and the local Gardaí were on the scene within a matter of minutes, but unfortunately it wasn't enough.
Mm. One of the puzzling things about this, I suppose, and look, the post-mortem will probably tell more in as much as it can in a circumstance like this as to why these things happen, but that it was a relatively calm, a pleasant day yesterday. No unusual conditions that would lead you to think something like this might happen.
No, it wasn't, and I mean the weather was good. It was clear, but again, I mean we don't know the full circumstances of yet. We will be preparing a file for the coroner, and we would appeal for anyone that was on the beach at that time that to make contact with local Gardaí in Ballybunion or ourselves here in the Stoles.
Yeah, how important is that, Tim, that people do contact you, let you know what they saw or what happened or anything, no matter how seemingly insignificant.
Yes, well, not only from a Garda perspective, Jerry, but I mean, it's good that the full circumstances are known as well for the family, that they know exactly what happens and that the coroner can make a full decision on it as well. So it's very important that anybody that was there, and there was a number of people on the beach at the time, that they do get in contact with us.
Yeah, was it busy, do you know, at the time?
It wasn't. The weather was quite cold yesterday evening, so it wasn't as busy as it would usually be this time of the year, but there was a considerable number of people there that we haven't spoken to yet, and we'd like them to come forward.
Okay.
The members of the public there were fantastic yesterday, outside of the emergency services. They were very good there yesterday in assisting the family, and like ourselves and the Gardaí and Roscommon, is that we're supporting the families and assisting them any way we can.
Yeah, and the family have all been made aware of it now as much as they can, I suppose, when it did happen.
We're trying best to contact them all, but for the most part, all the Mexicans have been contacted.
Yeah, yeah. Tim, from there, you're obviously looking for help and assistance. The post-mortem, is it taking place in University Hospital Kerry later today?
Yes, both post-mortems are taking place later today.
Okay, and we'll know more from there, and a file being prepared, as I said, for the coroner for an inquest down the line. Is there anything you'd like to say? I mean, what can you say, I suppose, when it comes to advice for people at this time of year? Lots of people are out. We're going to get some pleasant weather today, some better weather next week. People will be going back into the sea and swimming. That you know, any advice for people as to...
Yes. Well, I suppose it highlights again how dangerous our waters can be. We're a small island surrounded by water, and unfortunately the number of tragic incidents that have occurred over the last number of weeks has risen significantly compared to other years. Just to be mindful when they're out on the water, stay as much close to the shore as possibly you can. If you're going for a swim, try and stay as close as you possibly can so you can stand if you get into difficulty, and just let somebody know where you're going. Now, look, I mean, you can do the best you can. Unfortunately, the water is a powerful thing, but just kind of look after yourself and make sure that other people know where you are.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning.
No problem, Jerry, thank you.
That's Inspector Tim O'Keefe there of the Stole Gardaí, talking about what they're looking for in terms of people's help. Anyone who was on the beach yesterday evening, to make contact if you saw anything, if you have any details for them. They're looking to put it all together and work it into their investigation as to what exactly happened. And the underlying point about all of this, I suppose, is the conditions there. Well, a little bit colder than normal for this time of year, certainly weren't unsettled or extremely windy or, you know, rough seas. So it underlines, I suppose, you never know when something like this can happen. And you might think it's the loveliest day, but in seconds, literally seconds in the water, tragedy can strike. So that advice is worth bearing in mind, to stay close to the shore, make sure there's plenty of people around you that you know, someone knows you're in the water, can keep an eye on you at all times if you do get into difficulty. Turning our attention back now to the terrible tragedy which befell a brother and sister swimming on the men's beach in Ballybunion. They drowned and were assisted to at the scene by emergency services yesterday shortly after 6 p.m. when the alarm was raised. With me on the line to talk about this is Sinn Féin Councillor Robert Beasley. Robert, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on a terribly sad morning this morning in Ballybunion.
It was an appalling tragedy that has really doomed the town, unfortunately, at this time of season, you know.
Yeah.
But the way the somber mood yesterday evening from the... I passed up overlooking the beach at 5:30 up the cliff road yesterday evening. Everybody of us seemed to be on the beach gaily and happy and enjoying themselves, children and parents and people out in the water. And I suppose maybe after 6 o'clock, 6:30 yesterday evening, I went for a short walk around the cliffs. And return overlooking the beaches, I thought that there was a bit of activity, and somebody asked me, and I said it's probably the local services doing some lifeboat doing some practice or whatever. And then I realized that there was a helicopter parked on the beach, and I said, this is unfamiliar. And as I moved on further, I realized that there was a tragedy unfolding. And you know, it was an appalling situation, really. One body, and then a second body being brought in from the sea. I walked onto the beach down the Glen Road, and I met parents and children coming up. And my God, had the scene from an hour and a half earlier to what it was at that time was dreadful.
Yeah, it's frightening how quickly these things can happen, Robert, and people seeing it and people being there enjoying the beach 1 minute, and all of a sudden this terrible tragedy just unfolding before their eyes.
Yeah, I suppose there was a northwesterly breeze, and the sea was rough, choppy. But I didn't, you know, I've seen many much worse. But it was just an unfortunate situation. We still don't know the full circumstances of what actually happened. We know that two people drowned, unfortunately, but until we know more, really, you know.
Very difficult, Robert, for the emergency services, for the lifeguards who are assisting there. They're there to try and help out as best they can. They do great work. They save lots of people, but sometimes there are people that just, tragedies unfold and people can't be saved despite their best efforts.
Yeah, the emergency services have done a tremendous job down through the years. The lifeguards in Ballybunion are second to none in relation, the same as they are throughout the county and probably throughout the country. That they provide a great service, and you know, we always advise people only to bet where beaches are policed and so on and so forth. But look, tragedy just happens, and it unfolded so rapidly yesterday evening. And I suppose I had a phone call from somebody today, and it's 30 years, the 15th of August, since we had the last tragedy where a father and son were drowned in the Grand Cave. So, yeah. You know, 30 years is a long time, but, you know, we don't need these tragedies. Unfortunately, it has happened, and that, you know, but hopefully that that things will, we won't have something like this for ever again.
Look, there's nothing really good that ever comes out of these situations, but the one thing, I suppose, it'll give people pause for thought, and I know we've had a rough year so far, a rough summer so far of a number of drownings, but that people will be aware that you need to take every precaution that you possibly can to try and prevent this from happening.
Every precaution is required, and I would advise people, and I'm sure after this tragedy, people will take care, but look, people can get careless very easily, and the water, a great place to enjoy yourself, but you have to be careful.
You never know, Robert, for sure what the tides are doing or how quickly things can change. That's it. Can look nice and calm and pleasant, but that could be hiding something else, so to be aware of that too.
Rip tides can come, and you know, they're unknown to you. And what we are familiar with about the water, you know, other people aren't. And you know, and being familiar doesn't help the situation either. You really need to know 100% what you're doing.
Yeah, you certainly do.
But I ask people to take heed of the warnings from the beach guards and the various flags that are up.
Yeah, that's worth remembering and worth repeating as well on the programme this morning. Robert, I know that the community will rally around and offer whatever support they can to the family and the families of this brother and sister who sadly passed away.
They're in everybody's thoughts and prayers, and my own and everybody else's. We offer the condolences to the deceased and to their families.
Okay, all right, Robert. Listen, that's where I'll leave it. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Sinn Féin councillor Robert Beasley from Ballybunion talking to us about, I suppose, the aftermath of that terrible tragedy yesterday evening on the beach, in the men's beach in Ballybunion. Again, a reminder that the Stoll Gardaí are looking for anyone who was on the beach at the time who might have seen something, any details they might have observed about the conditions or what happened, to get in touch with them and call them in the Stoll Gardaí station to give them their advice or give them, I suppose, what you saw, what you heard and what you observed, to try and help inform their investigation into the matter.